Hi there. The word for you today is on seeing your work as God's will. In Psalm 127, verse 1, we read, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain." When your skill level is high, but the challenge of the task you're given is too low, you experience boredom. When your skill level is low and the challenge of the task you're given is too high, you experience frustration and anxiety. But when the level of the challenge matches the level of your skills, you're what's called, quote, in the flow. We don't work mainly for money, recognition, promotion, applause, or fame. We work for flow. We live for flow. We hunger for flow. And when it's present, something happens in our spirit as we connect with the reality beyond ourselves and partner with God. This is why the psalmist wrote, "Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." Flow is part of what we experience in that partnership with God. And in that, God in turn uses flow to shape us. Some examples: Bezalel experienced flow when he carved wood for furnishings in the tabernacle. David experienced flow when he played the harp for King Saul. Samson experienced flow when he used his strength to defeat the Philistines. Paul experienced flow when he wrote a brilliant letter. Daniel experienced flow when he ran a government. And Adam experienced flow when he gardened the job God gave him. Now, if other people report to you one of the greatest spiritual acts of service that you can perform is to ask them whether they're experiencing any flow in their work and help them experience even more of it. When you're working in the flow of service to God, when you're experiencing flow in activities that enhance and bless the lives of others, you are truly working, quote, in the Spirit. Paul was in the flow when he described himself in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 10, in these words, "Poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, yet possessing everything." So the word for you today is, begin to see your work as God's will for your life.